And dry, and then Sunday, more rain by late in the day. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
For CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jalea Brooks. Last night, the Montgomery City Council voted 5-3 to approve a 1% occupational tax, which would apply to anyone who works in Montgomery. The tax increase could generate somewhere between $45 to $55 million. Now, there is a proposed bill that would stall Montgomery's efforts to implement the tax without a legislative vote. It has passed in a state Senate committee. Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth is proposing legislation that would expedite the process for the death penalty in capital murder cases. The legislation is in response to the record number of police officers killed in the line of duty in Alabama last year, but would apply to all capital murders that occur in Alabama. The bill would shorten the appeals process and shorten the time that courts have to hand down a ruling in a capital murder appeals case. And those are some of the news headlines we're following this morning. For more on these stories and others, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Jalea Brooks.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, Protect My Car is announcing a low-cost extended service plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay nothing for auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay nothing for auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-287-0429 now. Drivers who are covered by Protect My Car will not have to pay for a covered repair bill again. This auto coverage is at an all-time low, much lower than what dealerships are charging. Additionally, drivers who activate this auto coverage today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and free car rental at no additional cost. Call Protect My Car for your free quick quote today. 800-287-0429. 800-287-0429. What do you have to lose? Again, 800-287-0429.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the new player promise. And they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Quick question. When you leave work, who do you trust to clean up after you? Are they consistent, efficient, on time? And have they been cleaning here for over 30 years? If you answered no to any of those questions, then it's time to go to JannyKingCleans.com and switch to Janny King, the king of clean, for a cleaner office, medical facility, school, building, church, venue, and even stadiums. Go to JannyKingCleans.com now and make the switch today. That's JannyKingCleans.com.
Janny King, the king of clean.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Four times in my life, America's been at war. That's a tragic waste of lives. And it makes you realize how desperately the world needs a lasting peace. Just across the hall here in the White House is the Roosevelt Room, named after the two Roosevelts who served here, one a Republican, one a Democrat. Many decisions are made in that room, and often as I meet with my staff, I gaze up at the five service flags, each representing one of the five military services, and draped from each flag are battle streamers, signifying every battle campaign fought since the Revolutionary War. Each ribbon a remembrance of a time when American men and women spilled their blood into the soil of distant lands. My fondest hope for this presidency is that the people of America give us the continued opportunity to pursue a peace so strong and so lasting that we'd never again have to add another streamer to those flags.
Oh, It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
57 degrees outside. Stock market is up 166 points. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Carr.
Hello.
How are we doing today, big guy?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. How are you?
I guess you didn't drive in with the top down.
No, this weather's killing me, Dan.
It is. Let me tell you, and it's that misty, yucky, my yard is a marsh type rain. I mean, trying to get up and get the newspaper this morning, I was kind of going, maybe it'll slow down a little bit. No. Had to go out and swim to my front, you know, how long my driveway is. And that was fun, but got the newspaper. Guess what was not on the front page of the Montgomery Advertiser, nor in the second, third, fourth, fifth, or sixth page? The vote on the occupational tax.
What?
Was not in the first section, A section, of the newspaper. That is some lazy damn reporting there. Oh, I think I'll go to bed here.
Yeah, I've got it right here. Wednesday, February 19th. Rich Thomas grabs one every morning. And the front page, what is the front page? Hometown date. What's in the contract between The Bachelor and Auburn?
Yeah.
Big news.
That's big news. Occupational tax, we were talking about basically taking $56 to $60 million out of people's pocket in the river region. So, that's not in the front page.
So I saw from Alabama News Network 45 to 55, so it could be even higher than 55. It could be 60.
It is just with the state employees, that's $6 million. Just the people at Alpha on Southern Bypass, that's $1.2 million. Just in my office, it's 99 cents.
Well, and the second story on the front page is business getting going in with Tumka. And then the third is Alabama Archives, a handy place to do research and hunt for ghosts.
But not anything about the thing that affected every reader that was reading that newspaper. Because I'm assuming every reader that reads in that newspaper has some kind of dealings with Montgomery.
Yeah.
Let's play the WSFA piece here. They reported it. This is in the 10 o'clock news.
The Montgomery City Council approves a controversial occupational tax tonight.
But a bill working its way through the state legislature could prevent it from ever taking effect.
It's likely because of that bill that the City Council moved so quickly with the proposal. The 1% tax would be paid for by anyone who works in Montgomery, whether they live in the city or not. WSFA 12 News reporter Ashley Bowerman was at tonight's council meeting and joins us live from City Hall. Ashley?
Mark, for a person who makes $50,000 a year, a 1% tax would amount to $500. Now, the public got a chance to weigh in on the tax tonight, and some encouraged the council to revisit it before making a proposal, but ultimately, the council made a vote. The public hearing began with a statement from Mayor Reed about the need for the tax and the importance of local decision-making.
If we want Montgomery to improve its schools, create safety and security in our neighborhoods, and provide opportunities for all other citizens for the river region, we must have the ability of self-determination and local control.
Okay, I hate to break the news to Stephen, who probably didn't take too many government classes, but self-determination, basically five people made a decision that's going to affect hundreds of thousands of people. We are a republic. That is why the legislature gets involved in these type of things, because they represent a wider constituency than that. Now, how much do you think of that $56-some-odd million is going to go to help schools that have a budget of $280 million? $280 million. Oh. So you think you're going to have an effect on education with this damn thing you just did? That is lunacy. That is just shows you how out of touch. He is making it up as he goes along. That is crazy. You're not going to have any effect on it. I promise you, this tax goes through. Alabama, Montgomery school system will not improve one iota. Matter of fact, it'll probably get worse because more people will leave. There are students that you want to have within the public school system. I took my blood pressure medicine this morning.
But about to say, Dan, take your pills.
but the corona I had really helped. Let's go to the keep continue on here.
Members of the community were against imposing the tax.
Hell yeah.
You didn't take the time to really look at this tax. You rushed it in 2 weeks and boom. And this is not what I elected.
We have over 10,000 state employees who work in the city of Montgomery.
MacArthur.
This occupational tax would be a $6 million pay cut.
Immediately following the public hearing, a vote of 5-3 was made in favor of the occupational tax. But there are still questions about whether it will ever take effect. That's because a bill in the legislature right now would require that occupational taxes be approved by the state. It's a bill Mayor Reed says is inappropriate meddling in city affairs.
That to me is a danger and a crippling measure of power-hungry, arrogant legislators with the hubris to think that local people don't know how to solve local problems.
Now, that bill has already been approved by the House and now goes to the Senate. If passed, it would be retroactive to February 1st, meaning that the occupational tax passed by Montgomery tonight would require legislative approval. Mark?
Interesting. We'll see what happens next. Listen. Ashley, we understand this tax could generate upwards of $50 million for Montgomery. Do we know yet how that money would be spent?
No.
Well, Mark, the original proposal called for most of the money to go to public safety, but tonight the mayor indicated it could also be used towards education and new infrastructure. Mark?
All right, Ashley, thanks for that. According to the League of Municipalities, there are already 26 cities in Alabama that collect occupational taxes. The tax approved tonight is scheduled to go into effect January 1st of 2021.
That should nauseate you guys. This is unbelievable. So you, and think about this. In other words, what's going to happen is the $60 million that's going to be sucked out of your wallet, brought into the coffers of the city of Montgomery, is going to be spent wiser than the individual spending that money. So say you use her $50,000, $500. That person's going to give up $500. And that's not $500 they're going to spend at Walmart or Publix or Kohl's or Targets or on Corona. I don't know.
Somebody, that's a lot of Corona, Dan.
I don't know. Yeah, well. Works for me. But it just is incredible. So that, therefore, I'm telling you, sales tax revenues will go down in Montgomery because of this. You're going to see the impact of this thing 3 years from now, and notice they didn't go to Duravi, and our economic guy at AUM. They didn't get him to say, oh, yeah, this is going to be wonderful for the city. It's going to be wonderful for the river region. He didn't say anything. You know why? Because it is a poison pill that the city of Montgomery is making you swallow.
And what's crazy is the city had been using kind of a delicate touch of leveraging tourism assets. Using lodging tax.
Lodging tax for the people who don't live here.
Growing the economy, which we're all getting across the country, which gives a higher sales tax revenue. And there are other ways of being creative. And if you want to have a good faith argument over, we want sanitation workers to have a raise, then have an argument over a garbage fee. Don't just do this big slush fund of $60 million and we're not sure where it's going to go.
Well, if our budget is $225 million, and let's say it's $50 million that you're taking in. That is 20% increase in the budget.
Yep.
20% increase in the budget. Hello? That is nuts.
It is.
So in other words, you're going to add to the budget a 20% number to it. And we are supposed to, oh yeah, you definitely need to have that. Let me tell you, this is crazy. Absolutely nuts what they're doing here. And this stuff about law enforcement, forget education. You're going to have zero effect on education. You could increase their budget by 10%. That'd be $28 million. You ain't going to do that. I can tell you because you know what that is. Let's play the flushing sound. That is flushing it down the toilet. I tell you what, folks, this is just unbelievable what they have done here. Unbelievable. So dishonest.
How much you want to bet a few years from now the city's in more debt than it currently is, too?
I think it will be. I think it'll be in a lot worse shape.
Yeah.
News 93.1. Dan Moore Show, we're going to be back. right after this.
Talk 93.1 FM.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Many times I said we would drain the swamp, and that's exactly what we're doing right now.
But President Trump can't drain the swamp by himself. Here in Alabama, we have two candidates for Congress who are part of the swamp. Jeff Coleman was sued by the DOJ for defrauding the military. And while Troy King was attorney general, he solicited political favors from a target of his office's investigation. Jeff Coleman and Troy King embody self-serving politics as usual. Only Terry Hasdorf will help President Trump drain the swamp. Hasdorf is pro-life, pro-gun, pro-family, pro-wall, and doesn't care about pleasing the political class. Terry Hasdorf is a true conservative Republican we can trust. Help President Trump drain the swamp. On Tuesday, March 3rd, vote Terry Hasdorf for Congress.
Making Congress Great Again PAC is responsible for the content of this ad. Paid for by Making Congress Great Again PAC and not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.makingcongressgreatagain.com.
Hey everyone, Christy from Blue Water Broadcasting. I know everyone is tired of the weather, tired of the rain. We are too, but hey, that does not stop us from being out here at Best Friends Pet Resort off Potomka Highway, collecting as much as we can, as many donations as we can for the local Humane Society shelters. That includes Prattville, Otauga, Montgomery, and Elmore County. You might have everything you need for your pet, but we need to help them too. All right, so if you are on your lunch break, you want to stop by and drop off your shelter supply donations, that would be amazing. Every little bit helps. Donate what you can. We're going to be here at Best Friends Pet Resort on Wetumpka Highway until 1 o'clock. If you could stop by at your convenience, that is awesome. They have a collection barrel inside as well, so you can still drop off whatever you need to if we are not physically here. But we would love to meet you. We would love to take pictures with you and show the world that you are doing your part to help out the local Humane Society shelters. Christy here from Blue Water Broadcasting.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Oh, man, the puppy, I was going to go pick up a puppy Saturday. I was just told they don't have any left.
Aw.
I know. These are the cutest little dogs you've ever seen in your life. Let's go to Big D. Big D, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a tax-fulfilled Wednesday.
Oh, just loving how these newly elected Democrats, first thing they do when you get them in office, tax and spend. So, yeah, guys, I'm a little upset, a little hot about that whole occupation. I tell you what, let's not even call it occupational tax. Let's call it what it is. It's an income tax.
Yeah, there you go. And the they call it a fee, but it really is an income tax.
Yeah, let's just call it what it is, income tax. All right, my big thing is these young women, these older ladies and gentlemen that work in these fast food restaurants, you know, what are they living on? You think about $300 every 2 weeks you're making at Jack's or Hardee's or whatever it is, and you're paying state income tax, federal income tax, and now we got a city income tax. You're starving people. You know, it's just ridiculous.
Well, most of the people that are on Social Security and supplemental income don't pay any tax anyhow because they don't make enough money to meet the threshold to pay tax on
right.
it.
But
the people that are going to get hurt the worst, single female with dependents, those are going to get clobbered because they've got tax deductions, living in their home, they're head of household, they don't basically pay any federal tax. They pay more state tax than they do federal. They normally get money back from the federal. They are going to pay the city of Montgomery more money than they're going to pay the state of Alabama.
Exactly. And it's ridiculous.
I know. It's crazy.
It's only that. The thing is I'm one of the lucky ones, and I haven't read it yet to see how it's going to affect me. I live in Montgomery. I work out of state. But my wife is a school teacher. Hell, you can't pay them no more, no less than what they're making now. And then you want to give the city government more money to waste away on frivolous stuff?
Well, it's a 20% budget increase. How do you do that? 20%?
It's ridiculous. You cannot do that and keep, I don't know if the expression's right, keep the wealth in the city. You're not going to do it. It's going to run everybody out of here. And Montgomery's going to end up like Detroit.
Yeah, there you go. The last one out who leaves, turn the light off.
Yeah, for real.
That's why I'm going to get an office out in either Pike Road or in Preble. Because I'll be damned if I'm going to pay $1,750 to
I'm already starting to look. It's ridiculous. Guys, I appreciate the time tonight. And y'all keep doing the good work.
I appreciate you. Man. Okay. Let's go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard the Damar Show.
Wow. Well, I know you guys have had an earful and a sick belly full of the occupational tax. Let me make a comment on a few other things. Today I've been making a point of going around asking the Democrat people what they think of the race and Michael Bloomberg. And the answer I give one of them is, Bernie is too old. That's what everybody says to me. And my answer to that is, are you not considering Bernie Sanders' socialist policies at all? Does that not come into consideration at all, just his age? And they basically say his policies would never be implemented. So we're all willing to vote for Bernie, but and under the understanding that none of his policies would be implemented. And I said, that is a very reckless way to vote.
Absolutely it is. That damn right it is.
But every one of them only mentioned that he was too old. Not one person. I've asked 10 people this morning, and they're all heavy Democrats because they done chewed my butt out for loving Trump all this time. Oh, man, these people are nasty. One of them told me how angry Republicans were with a psychotic Michael Manson, Charles Manson look on their face. I'm going, show how angry I am. So they're so irrational. I can't believe it. It's got to a point of...
Well, let me tell you one way what you need to say to them when they say that. It is not that the Congress or the Senate has to approve a whole bunch of things. Under executive order, Bernie Sanders is going to go nuts. He's going to call for climate crisis. He's going to start diverting government resources to this crisis under his power, under his Article 2 powers. He's going to start doing all sorts of things of mandatory through the U.S. Department of Labor, all sorts of regulations on minimum wage and things like that.
Wow. That sounds like a much better answer than a two-word answer I was thinking of.
Yeah, never mind. I won't say.
Yeah, let's never mind that. And I really like Bradley Burns' new commercial that has Jeff Sessions with his MAGA hat and Tommy Tuberville with the MAGA hat on. That's pretty good. That is good. And Jeff Coleman has got the weirdest look on his face on the baseball bat commercial. I don't know how to interpret that. He looks scared or worried or both. Are you familiar with the commercial I'm talking
about? Very familiar.
He's got a weird look on his face, and I'm not comfortable with a politician holding a baseball bat slamming it in his hand. I'm sorry.
There you go. It has too much of
a Billy Club effect.
Yeah, some old stuff in the South.
See, hippies getting beat up whenever I see them. But... Golly, what's strange.
Well, it's funny. They don't think that Bernie is too old. Bernie's is 78. Michael Bloomberg's 77. Mm. But when you look at the two of them, you don't see Michael Bloomberg is 77.
No.
And Bernie is 78.
Bernie's been an old man since 35.
Oh, yeah. He was born a Jewish old man.
he's been playing the part for a while, hasn't he?
Yes, he sure has. And but, you know, that's the only complaint Democrats have about Bernie is he's too old. That's just beyond scary, guys.
I know. Scary,
so
scary.
So we got to live with it. I'm going to keep on saying Roll Tide, go Trump. I don't care what they say to me. You know, I don't give a damn anyway. Tell the Pope that if you want me to.
Please call him up. It's area code 68592.
Well, guys, thank you very much, gentlemen. Roll Tide, go Trump.
Thanks for your time. Let me go to a break so I can get everybody in through the next break. So hang on, guys. We'll be right back to you right after this.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, let me encourage you to skip Zillow and call Millow.
This is Paul and Christy Millow, and we're both licensed real estate agents with Wallace and Moody Realty. We provide you with expertise, advice, and superior marketing technology to help you get the results you need.
So if you need to buy or sell a house, please call Paul or Christy today at 399-7648 or visit our website at skipzillowcallmillow.com to get a free copy of our 21-point marketing plan.
Remember, for all your real estate needs, skip Zillow, call Millow.
You've been hearing a lot lately about the Poarch Creek Indians' billion-dollar plan for Alabama. Upon closer examination, that figure looks more like, fuzzy math. About a half of that billion won't go to the state at all. It will be spent by the tribe to build two new casinos, one in Birmingham and one in North Alabama. Those casinos will feature Las Vegas-style games like blackjack, craps, and roulette. But it will give the Poarch Creek a monopoly on gaming in the state, prohibiting any private sector competition. The Poarch Creek Plan, good for the tribe, a gamble for Alabama. Call 334-261-0500 and tell your representatives to say no dice to the Indians' plan. 261-0500. 261-0500. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
It's back. AutoSave Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. All brands, all sizes, all tires on sale. Also specials on alignments, brakes, maintenance services, and more. Only once a year, folks. AutoSave Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. Two locations, Prattville and Montgomery, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. AutoSave Tire and Auto's annual warehouse sale. Our website's autosavetires.net. If you need tires, do not miss this sale.
The conservative outsider for U.S. Congress in Alabama's 2nd Congressional District is Jeff Coleman.
Well, the campaign's almost over, and charges are flying. But here's the truth. The United States military still uses our moving services all around the world, every single day, and has for 70 years. I'm looking past partisan politics to support our military and help President Trump build that wall.
Jeff Coleman's the real deal conservative in this race. He's been endorsed by the Alabama Farmers Federation, the Business Council of Alabama, and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. He's a conservative businessman, not a politician. And Jeff refuses to play political games.
Tiff and I have loved meeting you, and I'd sure appreciate your vote.
Absolutely.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Hi, I'm Todd with River Region Contracting, a premier roofing contractor. Most people don't think that they have a roofing problem until they see water spots and stains on their ceiling. By then, it may be a little too late because the wooden decking that supports their shingle or metal roof may be holding moisture, causing it to rot. Most insurance companies will not pay for the decking, causing you to pay more money out of your own pocket. Why not call us today and set up an appointment for a free roofing inspection? It could save you some money. Call us at 334-356-8635 or go to riverregioncontracting.com. Or like us on Facebook.
Hi, this is Don Duncan with Don Duncan's All-American Automotive and Tire. Just want to say a big thank you to Blue Water Broadcasting. They've been a big partner in our success. And again, thank you guys so much for all you've done for us. If you need anything, come see us. Again, this is Don Duncan with All-American Auto and Tire.
Most radio listening is done away from home and in the car, closest to your business and point of sale. Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump retweets claims he's the victim of a Justice Department conspiracy, as it's reported Attorney General William Barr told people he's considered quitting over the president's tweets. A DOJ spokeswoman denies the attorney general plans to quit, and White House spokesman Hogan Gidley tells Fox,
I'm not saying that the president is ignoring the attorney general. What I'm saying, though, is the president has the right to defend himself just like any other American citizen. He's done it before, and I'm sure he'll do it again.
Nearly 2,500 former justice officials have called on Barr to quit, accusing him of doing the president's personal bidding. Three American journalists are kicked out of China.
China saying it's revoked press credentials for three Wall Street Journal reporters in a protest over an opinion column. It's the first revocation of its kind in decades. The article called China, quote, the real sick man of Asia, referencing the ongoing coronavirus outbreak.
Fox's Simon Owen. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We're not done with the rain yet. There'll be a few scattered showers around the area today with a high temperature up to about 60, so a cooler day today. Another surge of rain comes in late tonight, overnight low 50. Tomorrow, a cold, steady rain. Could be a soaker with a high temperature hovering in the low 50s. The rain tapers off Thursday night, colder, low 37. Friday, breezy, high temperature up to about 54. We'll be in the low 30s by dawn Saturday morning. Saturday's a nice day with a high in the upper 50s and dry, and then Sunday, more rain by late in the day. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are, boys and girls. Okay, we're going to go to the phones. Let's start out with Daniel. Daniel, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show. How are you today?
I'm doing well. I have an admission to make. When my kids are in the car with me, I tell them I'm turning it to your show. They hate it. You would think Christmas was canceled or something. But that's the only way I can get them to stop fighting. But I love your show. I've been listening for about a year. So I appreciate what you're doing.
Well, thank you.
And listen, this occupational tax, Montgomery, I work there. I go to Montgomery for three reasons. I go to Costco, I go to work, or I go to the VA. And I'm about to retire, so I got a question for you. Is this going to affect retirees?
It's not going to affect your retirement income from pension or Social Security. Now, when I read it, you can have an interpretation of taking money out of investment accounts that are 401k oriented, but that's still up in the air. It was a very poorly written bill for somebody in the financial world. Very poorly written.
All right. Well, let me ask you this. What are the chances it's going to be defeated by state legislation?
The chances of it being defeated by state legislation is huge. But the problem is then it's going to go to court and it's going to be fought because they are going to have gone backwards in time. The original bill said February the 1st. That was passed in the House. It's coming out of the Senate committee, came out yesterday. They could pass it by Thursday, but it will be a big court fight that happens, and I'm not sure which way it would go. I think it could, the legislature, because they put it in February the 1st, they could make a pretty good argument that it should stay where it is.
Well, I hope so.
Me too. I mean, wouldn't you like somebody to give you 20% more?
Hell no. Well, yeah, I would like that.
Yeah, no. Well, because of five people are dealing with the destiny of hundreds of thousands of people. Five people.
So much for taxation without representation, huh?
Well, exactly. I mean, if I was living in Prattville and working in Montgomery, I'd be pistola.
That's where I live, and I am.
I know. And you need to... I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore, right?
That's right. I'm going to call my folks in the legislature when I'm done with you.
Well, we're going to have Clyde Chambliss will be on with Mike Holmes on Friday. And that's your senator. But I know how he feels about this.
Yes. But, hey, I appreciate your show.
Thank you very much for calling. Appreciate you, Daniel.
Yes.
Cinderella. Have you found those shoes yet?
I have not.
Oh, my gosh. I saw a prince walking around with one.
Oh, my.
He was over by Fresh Market.
In the produce department?
By the steaks. That's where I always see everybody, by the steaks.
Well, I'll go check it out then. I want to know, is there a website or someone I can call to find out which city councilmen voted for that, the five that voted for it? I want to know if mine is in there, and I'm going to campaign against every last one of them.
Who is your city council member?
I don't know.
Cinderella. Cinderella's right there in the sweet spot of government knowledge. Where do you live, Cinderella?
Del Rado.
I think you're Bollinger then. Bollinger did not vote for it.
Okay, well, that's a good thing.
And
it was
very deceptive the way WSFA, they showed the chairman of the city council showing his hand up. I don't think he voted for it.
The three that did not vote for it were Bollinger, Lyons, and McInnes.
Yeah, okay. But see, one did not.
Brantley Lyons.
Brantley Lyons, yeah. He did not vote for it. Brantley. Is Brantley over there? Brantley, if you're listening, call him in. Clay, if you're listening, call him in. But Jen White, did it show that Jen White voted for it? Because they didn't need Jen White's vote. I think Jen White abstained.
It's 5-3.
Yeah.
No.
So he abstained. Because there are nine. So, Cinderella, let me tell you what we need to do is when it gets down to election time, if this occupational tax or this license is in, because it's not, they call it a license versus a tax. But because a tax has to go before the public, a license does not. Excuse me. We need to take money of whatever we're paying in the tax and take a percentage of it and go in and really hit some of these guys and hit them hard.
Yes. Yes, because it's just wrong on every level.
It really is.
I mean, it's gonna destroy the city. People are already moving out of the city because of crime and other things. This will just be the cherry on top of the sundae.
There is no reason for me whatsoever to have an office in Montgomery, Alabama. I'll either have one in Pike Road or I'll have one in Prattville. One of the two.
Right.
I will not have one in Montgomery, Alabama. Because why should I pay, you know, $180 a month just for no reason at all? A benefit I get nothing out of. Education's not going to improve. Law enforcement's not going to improve. This is just, it's a way to come up with $50 million discretionary dollars to spend on something that we're not spending it on right now.
I agree. It's just wrong on every level. I mean, they're wasting money, and I mean, it's just so, it's
wrong.
It just makes me, it's wrong. And it's just like a true Democrat. Tax. Yeah. Call it what you want, but it's a tax.
Yeah, we have a problem is because we don't spend enough money on it.
I had somebody just message me saying that Jen Wright voted yes, Larkin abstained.
Oh, really?
Mm. Or Larkin voted absent. For it?
Jen Wright didn't. That's why Jen Wright's not going to be there anymore.
I'll try to find the actual tally. So,
my mom lives in Jen Wright's district, and we're once removed related to Mr. Jen Wright, so she speaks her mind to him when she sees him. I'm going to tell her.
Sick your mom on him, Cinderella.
I am. She's a feisty little 85-year-old woman.
I like that. You don't mess around with an 85-year-old woman.
No, you don't. Can I get in Sweet Creek, please?
You can. You can get in Sweet Creek without a doubt. Give me month and day of birth, Cinderella.
12/18.
Cinderella, guess what?
What's that?
You're in, but we're going to tax you if you win.
10%, right?
I want my cut out of the deal. Joey and I want our cut.
Indeed.
We're a government.
Well, as I like to say, put it on my tab.
There you go. You have a wonderful day. Great talking to you, as always.
And the guy messaged me.
Thank you, too.
Be clear, Larkin absent.
Absent, okay.
Yeah.
Versus abstained. Abstentia. Let's go for Randy. Randy, welcome aboard the Damar Show.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing this rainy afternoon?
We're good.
Well, in my opinion, talking about this tax, I don't know a whole lot about it. Don't act like I'm going to know a lot about it. But what I do know is they're waiting all these vultures down there. They're like they're all flying over a dead cow. They're waiting for it to be able to pick their meat off of it. So, I mean, you're looking, I mean, originally, correct me if I'm wrong, guys, but that was going to go to the police department to hire more police officers and blah, blah, blah. Now I understand that there's a whole basket full of people wanting to get their grubby hands on a little bit of it.
Oh, let me tell you. Yeah, what they did is they talk about sexy stuff. Education is sexy. All you have to do is just think about it just a little bit. The largest budget in Montgomery County is the education budget. And they're not going to give them squat that's going to make a difference, a better education in Montgomery. Now, if they were going to give it out in vouchers, I'd go, okay, yeah, now you're kind of talking my language. But they're not going to do that.
Yeah, I agree. And talking about that, maybe you know, maybe you don't. But, you know, now in the public school, athletes that play, you know, all the sports and baseball and football and so on, that, for instance, in a middle school, we had to pay $240, my eighth grader, to play basketball. And then the school got everybody's shoes but him. In saying that, that's not important other than, you know, it cost you $195 to play baseball. Now, where's all this money that the athletic department, the Montgomery County Board of School System, Dan, what are they doing with it? But other than paying referees, and half or three quarters of the middle schools don't even have baseball fields. They have to go, you know, play in the back there in the hayfield, you know, when they're practicing. So, I mean,
okay, let me ask some questions on this. So, your son, how old is your son?
15 in eighth grade, just turned
15. 15 in eighth grade, and he's playing baseball, and it cost him how much to play?
Cost him $195 for baseball, cost $240 for basketball, and it was $275 for football. And they take the uniforms back.
What?
Yes, true story.
What school?
This is Dunbar Raymer, but they all do it. Like Carver to play junior varsity at Carver, it's $150.
There are a whole bunch of kids at Carver's whose parents can't cough up $150.
Well, that's about what I was about to tell you. There's a pick and choose. They, you know, the three quarters of them are not paying. It's just the ones that pay their bills that's going to pay for that. It's a lot of kids I know that the parents can't pay and haven't paid. But, I mean, where is all the athletic money going for the Board of Education if we're paying that kind of money? You know, you're talking about, say, 20 kids on the baseball team. And then Doug Singleton actually gives a lot out here in our area also to softball, football from the county commission. They even get money from them and other commissioners. So, I mean, I just don't know where all
yeah,
this
let
money
me, let
is.
Me tell you something. If you want to see poor management of money, go to anything in Montgomery that is governmental. Go to Montgomery public school system, go to the county, go to the city. Particularly now, I think when Todd was there, he tightened a whole bunch of stuff up. Certainly it was tight when Emory was there. It fell apart during Bobby Bright's time.
Oh, I agree 100%. But like I say, I wish somebody would look into the athletic department of the Board of Education. And of course, you know, you don't hear much about that, but I won't keep the phones tied up. But there's a lot going on down there. And like I said, those vultures, they're getting lower by the minute waiting on to pick that meat off that bone. Y'all have a good day.
You too. Let me go to a break. Coming back to all of you right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACB.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Do you ever wonder why some companies have built such a solid quality brand while others struggle with their quality of service? It's simple. It's all about the company culture. If ownership takes quality care of their team members, then their sales, admin, and service techs take pride in treating their customers with exemplary service. This is what happens when you use Weedman of Greater Montgomery. Hi, this is Terry. Our local management and co-ownership team of twins, Grant and Kyle Falk, give you double the caring attitude towards you, the customer. Actually, our customers say it best. Linda A. says, "We've used Weedman for 3 years. I would encourage anyone ready to change services and looking for a dependable lawn care service to give Weedman a try." Nicole S. gushes, "Weedman saved my lawn. It was horrible after years of another company going through the motions. Now my yard looks as good as the neighbor's, who obsesses over his yard." Thanks, Nicole. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free price quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Our caring culture sets us apart. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are on a tax Wednesday. Already feel a little lighter. Man. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Mumnuts. Mumnuts, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a tax Wednesday.
Well, I hope you don't mind if I just go national.
You go anywhere you want to go.
Is it legal for one politician to pay another politician to endorse him?
Well, they don't do it that way. What they do is they'll have a conversation about them endorsing them, and they'll say, you know what they're going to do? And they're going to give to your campaign $5,000. They go, that's awfully nice. I'll give it a really good endorsement then.
Well, you know, I'm kind of wondering how much Obama got from Bloomberg. I saw a commercial where
Obama didn't endorse them.
What did he do?
Bloomberg. Just hang on. Let me answer the question for you if you give me a chance. What he did is he took a speech that he gave in 2016 with Bloomberg, talking about what Bloomberg was doing in New York, and he cut it in such a way that it presented it as if Bloomberg, that Obama was endorsing Bloomberg. I've had several people that thought that.
Okay, I see that now. Hey, have a good day.
That's why you pay me the big bucks. Let me go to Roy. Roy, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
How y'all doing?
Very good. A little lighter, but good.
My dad taught up at Auburn years ago in the 70s. They passed the same thing, and I didn't hear any big uproar up there. I'm sure they probably do the same thing to professors in Tuscaloosa. But that's a big deal.
Did they exempt professors at Auburn?
No, I mean...
I didn't think so.
You worked in there. So all I'm afraid of what they're going to do now is they're going to pass a law where your signal or radio reaches any county and that county can come back and tax you.
Well, let's hope not.
Okay, y'all have a good one.
Thanks, Roy. Tom, terrific. Tom, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show on a Tax Wednesday.
How you doing, Dan?
Pissed.
And hey, you know, when you don't earmark money and you're taking in 20% more, my opinion, that's a great way to skim money off the top. You don't know where it's going. And also, when you look at it, when you pulled the Stephen Reed in, that's exactly what you got. He's from a family that's professional money skimmers. They've always have been. And nothing's going to change, brother.
Yeah, let me tell you, what you're talking about is a $50 million discretional spending.
Yeah.
And so, what's going to happen is he can go, well, you know, I've got my friend who is over here in the housing business, so we're going to get more Section 8 housing in Montgomery. And then let that contract head out to his friend.
Yep. That's what goes on. And like I say, you know, apples don't fall too far from trees. You know, you just need to look at the man's daddy. And it just falls right down, typical people. Good luck. I'm glad I'm not working in Montgomery anymore. I'm retired.
Well, we're
have a good day,
Dan. Thank you. We're sorry to lose you. Can you take me with you?
No. Enjoy your show, though. Great show, Dan. Talk to you later.
Thank you, Tom. I appreciate it. I know. This is frustrating.
And, yeah, to me, it's the principle of the matter. Just in such stark terms that you must be paying a license fee to work. Like, there's just something seems really wrong about that on a basic level.
Well, and the concept is, the way they started this, there are all these people who drive from Prattville and come to Montgomery, and so they're using our roads, and they need police protection, and they're not paying for it. Yes, they are. They're paying for it when they go buy something, because we're not paying for anything. I mean, there's nothing there. The money that I'm contributing to Montgomery is property, is the sales tax.
Right.
So they come over here and they go buy something. They go to lunch. They're contributing to it. I use a lot more of the services than they do. I'm paying for garbage. I'm paying for water. The city. I mean, this is so ill-gotten. Gain mm-hmm. of money. I mean, it's ridiculous. Absolutely.
And the fact that nobody on the council and the mayor himself can't give a clear answer how this 20% raise for the city government will be used, it's just a big red flag right there. It's a slush fund.
It's 20% increase in discretionary spending in the city of Montgomery. Not earmarked spending, discretionary spending. They tell you it's going to go to police officers, for example, where they can do it in a little accounting trick. They can say, we're spending $20 million in policing. Well, they spend $20 million in policing, but then they take out $20 million out of something else within policing and move it over to another fund. It's the oldest trick in the book in government. Can we fit this one in?
This is Dennis.
Dennis, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan, how are you?
Not good. Ryder. What's up?
Hello, Dan. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay, great. I just want to make sure I had a connection with you. I know you were talking to me. I live in Prattville. I heard where they passed the occupational tax.
Yep.
Last night. I think this is a very bad move on Montgomery because, you know, I might not necessarily live in Montgomery. I have lived in Montgomery. I left Montgomery and moved to Prattville.
Do you work in Montgomery?
I'm sorry. Yes, I do.
Okay,
yes, I do.
Well, you're going to pay the tax.
I'm sorry?
You are going to pay the tax.
That's right. But that will be the only tax I'll pay because any shopping that I've been doing in Montgomery will cease. Any gas purchases I do in Montgomery will cease. I won't even buy a pack of bubble gum in Montgomery. That will cease. They will lose all my sales tax. And I would suggest anyone who commutes into Montgomery to pay the occupational tax entertain doing the same. So, anyway, I'll leave that with you and hear your comments. Thank you for taking my call.
Appreciate you.
Well said.
That is well said. We can't fit Pete in, or can we?
Well, I think we can, yeah.
Pete, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing great.
Good. I just don't understand how Todd Strange said the city budget was in great shape, and now all at once we don't have no money.
That's a great point, and basically the reason for that is the it's a faux excuse. What they're doing is they're kind of coming up with, yeah, well, we need more police officers. We're down low in numbers. Well, you've got money for police officers in the budget right now that's not being used.
Exactly.
And they just need to, you know, change what their standards to merit and longevity pay, and they will keep officers. This is so made up. It is unbelievable. So
it really is. All right. Well, I appreciate it. I'm just curious about that.
Yep.
You'll put me in that Sweet Creek thing?
Pete, do you want to be in the Sweet Creek thing?
Well, you know I do.
Okay, if you win, we're charging you a tax.
Well, there's no doubt about that either.
King Joey is going to level a tax on you, my friend.
There you go.
Give me your month and day of birth.
7:30.
7:30 already, huh, Pete? You're
it
in,
is.
Buddy. We're going to do that drawing on Friday, okay?
Thank you, Dan.
Thanks. We'll be back after a top of the hour break.
Dan Morris Show.